What's up, roofing contractors? I just got off an onboarding call with a new client, and a really interesting point came up during the Zoom call where the owner of the company, she said, you know, what happens, or I really don't like when it happens that people leave negative comments on my ads and they say silly things and there are haters in the comments. And, you know, it, like, what do we do in those situations? And I think the way that what I answered, or the way that I answered, was very eye-opening and could potentially be really helpful to you when you're thinking about how to respond to people in the comments section of your ads, or if you haven't run ads because you're afraid of getting negative comments on them or something like that. This mindset shift is a game changer, and it's a game changer not just for the mindset, but for your bottom line, because truly it will help you make more money if you do it this way. So watch this video, watch this interaction and what I had to say about what happens when negative comments occur on your ads or your Facebook or Instagram content. And I hope it helps you. All right, let's go watch that video right now. When you get these silly comments from people,
mm-hmm.
about, oh, that doesn't look like it's the same house because there's rafters, or, you know, there's a window that's mm-hmm. different, or a different colored door. It's like, that actually helps you, because if it truly is the same house mm-hmm. and you're not like completely scamming people,
right?
But if it's the same house and you've got just people that are just goofballs and haters and whatever,
mm-hmm.
first of all, every time someone comments, it extends the reach of your advertising. Like, there's mm-hmm. also, I mean, there's almost a case to be made to intentionally put in pictures that people are going to like freak out about, because it extends the reach of your ads for no extra money. Mm-hmm. And that's huge. You can get leads for a lot cheaper that way. But also, the more inflammatory the comment, like the bigger the hater, the more of an opportunity it is for you to demonstrate just how calm, kind, and helpful you really are as a business. Mm-hmm. And it's not the person you're replying to that you're replying for. You're right. replying for the thousands of people that are going to pop down into the comments to see how the company responds to goofballs, or to people who are genuinely asking questions. So mm-hmm. you want them, you know, those comment sections ultimately can become frequently asked questions sections, and really just a place for you to show off how amazing you are as people in general, but also as a roofing company specifically. So when someone says, oh, you can't do a roof for that price, or that's complete BS, that's an opportunity to say, you know, we actually hear that a lot, but it's actually 100% true. It, the price of a roof is largely dependent on its size, its difficulty, the materials used. And the only reason we're able to advertise like this is because we have done and intend to do roofs at this price if everything makes sense, and that's the price it should be. Mm-hmm. But the big takeaway is we always price the roofs we do at fair prices.
Right.
And we can't, and honestly, we can't say that about all the other companies out there, because we know there are companies that are going to sit at your kitchen table and spend 3 hours pressuring you into spending 20% more than we would charge for the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you say that, people are going to read it and go, oh my God, I absolutely have to get a quote from these guys. Even if I don't end up hiring, I need to at least know that I'm not getting price gouged by Joe Schmo, the guy that just sat at my kitchen table with my husband for, you know, mm-hmm. 6 hours and had dinner with us and gave us like this price and told us tomorrow it's going to be 20% more and all the BS. And it's like, you know, so you can show off in the comments, and mm-hmm. the more we can get people to engage, the better.